Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, February 7th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Investors will be looking to keep the focus on strong earnings reports, fiscal stimulus expectations, and the impact of rising vaccinations as some of the attention on the manic GameStop trading fades. Intriguing earnings reports are due out from Twitter, General Motors, and Disney, while the Bumble IPO could see some first-day fireworks with early indications of strong demand for the online dating stock. In earnings news, Hasbro and Take-Two Interactive report on February 8th. Canopy Growth, Mattel, Twitter, Cisco, and Lyft on the 9th. Under Armour, Coca-Cola, General Motors, Uber on the 10th. Disney, Pepsi, Expedia, and Cloudflare report on the 11th, and Dominion Energy reports on the 12th. In IPO news, Adagene, Viant Technology, Bumble, Apria, Signify Health, AFC Gamma, and Valon Pharmaceuticals are all expected to start trading in the week ahead. IPO lockup periods expire on NetStreet, CureVac, Duck Creek Technologies, and InMed Pharmaceuticals. Super Bowl 55, or for fans of Roman numerals, LV, is expected to be the most wagered on single event in U.S. history as legal online and retail sportsbooks across 21 U.S. jurisdictions take action. Sports betting is legal in at least some form in Arkansas, Colorado, Delaware, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Virginia, D.C., and West Virginia. PlayUSA forecasts more than $500 million in legal wagers will be made compared to about $300 million last year. A partial list of some of the companies attracting attention include DraftKings, William Hill, FanDuel, Flutter Entertainment, Caesars Entertainment, Penn National Gaming, MGM Resorts, PointsBet, Rush Street Interactive, GAN, Fubo TV, Churchill Downs, International Game Technology, Scientific Games, and Golden Nugget Online. As for the game itself, in recent years, the S&P 500 index has done better when the Tom Brady's team wins, a plus 6% return, versus when he loses, a negative 10% return. Historically, a NFC winner of the big game has seen the market outperform the years compared to when the AFC team wins. Food for thought. In M&A news, shareholders with Cellular Biomedicine Group vote on February 8th for the company to be acquired by a newly formed entity involving CEO Tony Liu, certain other members of management, and a group of institutional investors for $19.75 per share in cash. Shareholders with CIT Group vote on the merger with First Citizens Bank Shares and PNM Resources. Shareholders vote on the buyout by Avangrid. Kia Motors is scheduled to hold an investor day event on the 9th. Investors will be looking for further indications that the South Korean automaker is lined up to work with Apple and what production levels may be targeted. Also in the auto industry, senior leaders from Ford will discuss the 2020 operating environment and the company's recent financial results during a fireside chat hosted by JP Morgan Securities. The discussion will also focus on Ford's electrification strategy, global redesign, 2021 outlook, and updates on recently launched products like F-150 Bronco Sport and Mustang Mach-E. PayPal holds its Investor Day event on February 11th, during which it is expected to provide a 3 to 5 year financial outlook. Nu Skin and Cloudflare also have analyst meetings set for next week. Uber and Lyft are due to report earnings next week, as we mentioned above. While both companies are anticipated to show revenue drops compared to a year ago due to the pandemic, Wedbush Securities is positive on the path ahead for the ride-sharing pair. Said analyst Dan Ives, "We see a confluence of positive factors giving Uber and Lyft tailwinds into 2021, with more investors coming back to the story with many of the dark clouds clearing, Prop 22, demand improving, and a greater focus on reopening." Ives expects another step in the right direction from Uber and Lyft next week after they give the street better insight into the 2021 growth/profitability trajectory. The streaming sector will get its own ETF next week when the Roundhill Streaming Services and Technology ETF, trading under SUBZ, launches. The actively managed exchange-traded fund is set to invest in companies that develop, manufacture, distribute, or sell products or services related to the delivery of data or media content, audio or video, over the internet. The fund will be the very first to focus exclusively on the streaming sector. Netflix and FuboTV would appear to be good bets to be headliners in the fund. This week in Barron's mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition, Anglo-American Platinum, Impala Platinum, and Sibanye Stillwater are tapped as some investments to play for a rally in platinum prices. Platinum is said to be generating more interest because of its role in the green economy and its relative scarcity. Hilton Worldwide is called the standout stock in the lodging sector. The asset-light hotel chain is seen being a well-managed global franchise company with top-notch brands into a multi-year recovery in the hotel industry. Casey's General Stores is not only the fifth largest pizza chain in the U.S. by slices sold, but a sleeper retail pick, per Barron's. This week in our single stock focus, we're covering Taseko Mines with Elephant Analytics. Taseko closed the week at just over $1.30. Elephant Analytics begins here. Taseko Mines looks to be in strong shape with copper prices in the mid-US $3 range and its recent note offering. This note offering should allow it to repay its 2022 secured notes, as well as give it nearly enough funds to pay for Florence Copper's initial capital expenditures. I had mentioned in December that Taseko's path to refinancing its 2022 notes looked pretty good due to the improvement in copper prices. Now, its main upcoming catalyst will be the EPA permit for Florence Copper. Taseko received the Aquifer Protection Permit in December from the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. This permit wasn't appealed by the Florence Town Council, which had previously spent a fair bit of money in litigation against the project, so the EPA permit appears to be the only thing remaining, aside from potentially a bit more financing for Florence Copper in the way of Florence Copper. I believe that Taseko could be worth over $2 with a producing Florence Copper and $3 longer-term copper prices. Elephant Analytics goes on. Taseko mentioned that it had approximately $66 million in cash on hand at the end of 2020. The net proceeds from its new notes should be around $140 million after expenses and fees related to the note offering and the $250 million repayment of the 2022 notes. Taseko may add around $42 million in positive cash flow during the first half of the year. This would leave it with around $248 million in cash on hand by mid-2021. There is $227 million in estimated initial capital requirements for Florence Copper, and it also typically keeps around $35 million in cash on hand. This adds up to $262 million, so it appears that Taseko is pretty close to having enough funds for Florence Copper based on cash flow and its notes offering. Taseko may still look for additional funding to give itself more of a safety buffer, such as a minority JV partner for Florence Copper. Overall, Seeking Alpha authors skew bullish on Taseko Mines, with one very bullish and two bullish. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.